Serving Columbus for over 60 years. AM 1580, WVKO Columbus.
Older technology, such as petroleum, is that what you're saying? That if it takes petroleum to build an electric car, that makes it not an electric car?
I was on the phone, they cut me off.
You're still there.
You're still here.
Okay, well, we do not have an electric car.
That's Turn Up Tonight with Kenny Pig, every Sunday from 5 to 8 p.m. Eastern on WVKO 1580 AM, Columbus's Progressive Talk.
Your one true voice of reason in Central Ohio, AM 1580 WVKO Columbus. Do you get anxious just thinking about going to the dentist? The Gentle Dentist in Worthington understands. Founded by Dr. Bill Coleman, the Gentle Dentist is dedicated to the care of the apprehensive dental patient and is committed to providing the highest quality dental care in a relaxed and enjoyable environment. The Gentle Dentist offers cable TV, DVD players, and massage chairs in every treatment room. They use the latest technology to give you that beautiful smile you deserve, including Invisalign, the virtually invisible way to straighten your teeth. The highest quality dental care in a relaxed and enjoyable environment. The Gentle Dentist, voted the number one dental office in Central Ohio by Columbus Parents Magazine, 2 years in a row. Visit them in Worthington, just south of 270. Call today, 614-431-3311, or visit them online at ColemanDental.com. That's ColemanDental.com. Call today, 614-431-3311. The Gentle Dentist. Exceptional service, remarkably gentle.
Fresh is best, and you won't find fresher than San Filippo's fresh fruits and vegetables. It's open to the public Tuesday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Located at the historic Columbus Produce Market, 4561 East 5th Avenue in Bay 10 between Hamilton and Yearling. It's where you'll find fresh fruits and vegetables, cheese, brown Amish eggs, Greek and Italian olive oil, Joseph's gourmet pasta, and much more, including Ohio homegrown produce. So get the freshest of the fresh at San Filippo's Fresh Fruits and Vegetables.
You could be injured in an accident that wasn't your fault simply because you were at the wrong place at the wrong time. Listen, you didn't have control over your accident, but if you've hired an attorney to get the compensation you deserve yet need money now, Oasis Legal Finance can help. Oasis has already given millions to people just like you who need money while waiting for their lawsuits to settle. Once approved, Oasis can get you the money in as little as 24 hours. There are no out-of-pocket fees, no payments until your case settles, and if you should lose your case, there's no obligation to repay. So there's no risk. Don't wait. If you need cash now, give Oasis a call. The phone call and application are free. Call Oasis Legal Finance at 1-800-562-5993 right now. That's 1-800-562-5993. 1-800-562-5993.
Not available in Arkansas, Colorado, Kansas, Maryland, or North Carolina. In Missouri and Illinois, legal fundings are processed as loans.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring was high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bellawood prefinished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 877-219-8793. To get your free copy now, 877-219-8793, 877-219-8793.
It's time for Great Babylon Talk with Central Ohio's first GLBT-centric show, Radio Outlook. Join the chat by calling 614-821-1580. Now, here's your host, Chris Hayes.
Good morning, Columbus. You're listening to Radio Outlook, great local Babylon talk. That's GLBT Radio right here in the heart of Central Ohio. I'm Chris Hayes.
I am, unfortunately, Chad Fry. And
unfortunately, your mic is not working for some reason.
Hello.
No, it's not. Wiggle the...
It's, yeah, wiggle the... dang doodle there. And I'm pleased as punch.
Oh, there it is. Hello.
There you go.
Hello, Chad Fry here.
Chad Fry's here.
And joining us in the bullpen today is our new editor-in-chief, Bob Vitale.
Hello.
Welcome, Bob.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
You have to speak into the microphone, Bob.
I sure will.
Down a little bit? There you go.
Check one, too.
Oh, the technical difficulties.
What,
double
what has Chad been up to lately?
Well, you just, I mean, the same old crap. I mean, it's sort of wash, rinse, repeat. It's I'm going to have a couple cocktails. I'm going to take some people to lunch.
Whose coffee table did you wake up under this morning?
Actually, very strangely, my parents. Anywho.
That's odd.
Had your dad given you the Brazilian or whatever that is?
When I got hot carled by father. Very weird. Very weird.
Just another day at the Fry House.
No, I've been celebrating. Are you kidding me? I mean,
that's why I'm pleased as punch this week.
Oh, can you guys believe it? A week on the beach and I come back and look what happens.
Yeah, I haven't had a week on the beach since the 70s.
And was that really on the beach or was that just a good acid trip?
No. I was actually on the beach.
Well, were you storming Normandy? Oh, that would have been the 40s.
Yeah, that would have been the 40s. And I'm not that old. I'm old. I understand that. But
who's the beach? Not, how can I get on it?
You can't, Mr. Fry. Once again, I reiterate that I am the token straight guy in the room. So, no.
For a token, he's straight. You can buy them at the booth next to the concession stand.
You must be this tall to ride the ride.
I have no height limit or standard. In fact, I insist that they're smaller than me, generally.
2 minutes and we've descended into debauchery and double entendres and triple entendres.
I did a triple entendre once.
From the high dive?
I did indeed.
Rodney Dangerfield, the triple lindy.
She fell off the pole and got the bronze instead of the gold.
Oh, no, I didn't. Except I argued with them until I got the gold. That's what happened.
There was a full-on Wellington debate going on at the judge's booth.
And Chad Fry will not lose those types of debates. Captain of the forensics team. Not that I'm holding on to it.
Did you get a haircut yesterday before you went?
No, this is...
I did.
This is the result.
You look beautiful.
Thank you.
No, giving myself a bit of a sink bath, if you will. I just didn't put any product in my hair.
Oh.
Our listeners should be aware that I'm not... I don't have any product in my hair.
And no rouge. You're just flush drunk.
Land sakes!
I look like crap.
No product!
Well,
how could it be?
So if you haven't picked up the current issue of Outlook, it is our November feel-good issue. It's all about alternative health. So anything from chiropractic to Reiki to lining your chakras.
Acupuncture.
Lining your chakras?
Uh-huh.
How does one do that?
There's
how
a variety of ways. Yeah.
I've got all the time in the world.
We've got 50 minutes. Go.
I don't know anything about it, but it sounds mildly sexual.
Okay, so who watched Karl Rove meltdown on Fox?
Oh, my God, that guy.
Oh, what's I missed wrong that. With that.
Oh, you missed it?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Do you it have was, it teed it
was,
up?
I don't. I don't. I could probably get it. But it was at the moment that Fox News called Ohio for Obama, Karl Rove lost his stuff, man. It was an incredible television moment. And as a matter of fact, at the time, we had a live program on WVKO. The folks from Turn Up the Night were doing live, and Sean Gilbo was here in the studio live. Rick Shepard was out in the field. He was at the Democratic headquarters here in Columbus. And I called over to Bob Fitrakis' house and got a hold of Suzanne and said, Suzanne, send Bob over to the WVKO studio right now because Karl Rove is losing his ever-loving mind. And the supreme irony of it was He was questioning the vote count in Ohio. Okay. For Karl Rove, who thought he had bought and paid for the vote in Ohio,
yeah,
was losing his ever-loving mind, and I am seeing nods of agreement from Allison, is it? Bob's niece, who's here with us in the studio right now. Apparently she saw what I'm talking about. Again, the supreme irony that Karl Rove should lose. I mean, he went guano crazy. It wow. was it was a sight to behold. And they actually sent Megyn Kelly down to the room where they were doing the decisions from to ask them about their facts and figures.
Let me see the math.
And they assured her that they were 99.9% sure of what they were saying.
John Stewart compared it to when Jim Carrey discovered that his world wasn't real in the Truman Show.
Right, right, yes.
When they
I saw that, yeah.
discovered it was all wrong.
Yeah, yep. And so, but Karl Rove, the first time we saw him really sweat on camera, you know, that I like the I like the thing that Stephen Colbert does with he has a canned ham that he uses as a facsimile of Rove. he calls him Hamhead Rove or something like that, but it's just a canned ham with little eyes on it. And boy, he sure looked like it Tuesday night. It was a sight to behold.
Well, it was just very funny because when Megyn Kelly went down to see the decision desk guys, they explained it a little bit more than just, you know, we were 95%.
Right, right.
Sure. It was like Cuyahoga County had not come in.
Right,
all the rural
right.
counties had been counted. Cuyahoga County, pretty dead.
It was like about 80% Democratic.
Right. I mean, yeah. and Karl, again, it's like, do you think Karl Rove called John Husted and said, "Hey,
what's going on?
By the way, all that money."
I think it is a good time to tell people that they should probably listen to Fight Back with Bob Fitrakis today, the program that follows Radio Outlook, because I'm sure all of this is going to come up. Bob and I have been talking over the last couple of days about theories about what really happened. And I think it involves certain people, such as John Husted, getting cold feet on the plan and the fact that Bob's research, Bob and Jerry, who have researched the voting situation in Ohio over a long period of time, and some of the facts that came to light over the last couple of weeks played a major role in what happened in Ohio. And to just give you a very short synopsis, I think it's very probable that there was a plan in place to manipulate the tabulation, and that at the last minute, John Husted, for whatever reason, decided that it would not be in his best interest to manipulate the tabulation.
Oh, he got a conscience.
No, I think it was more the federal people who were sniffing around what was going on who maybe gave him the idea that, you know, you could go to federal prison for doing what you plan on doing.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because some of the machines are owned by Bain Capital, right?
Well, not by Bain Capital, but by people who are closely associated with Bain Capital.
Yeah. And we had reports in where people had put in for Obama, and when they went to check their tabulation at the end, it had switched it to Romney.
Yeah, there was a whole video, and it was like, it was crazy. I mean, they just kept hitting Obama, go to Romney, Romney, Romney. You know, John Husted is a, I used to think was a pretty reasonable guy and a pretty good guy. I hope that this was a matter of, if something untoward was going to occur, that he decided to you know, not do it because he is a good guy. You know?
Right, right. And we have a caller.
We do have a caller. His name is Mark. Mark, are you with us?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. How's it going, Mark?
Great, since Tuesday night.
Yeah.
I keep reading articles in the HuffPo and elsewhere about Mitt Romney and the GOP being shell-shocked over the defeat. And, you know, it's not shell-shock. It's just dismay that they weren't able to buy... steal or cheat their way into the White House. they just can't believe they couldn't do it.
Well, yeah, when we were watching the tallies come in Florida and Ohio were neck and neck for whether they were going to convert or not, and Mitt was like, no, we're going to wait, we're going to wait, and everyone else was calling it. It was very 2000 reminiscent of the whole Florida thing.
I'll admit, around 11 o'clock, I was kind of nervous.
Yeah.
You know, and I was really surprised at how quickly everything happened.
Yeah.
I mean, it all started, it was dominoes, man. They just started falling over. And, you know, I think everybody was shocked. I know I was watching MSNBC.
Yeah.
And in fact, a couple days later, in fact, on Thursday, Rachel Maddow went on Stephen Colbert, his program, and she was saying it happened so suddenly, and everybody was just like, you know, what happened?
Was it a few minutes earlier or a few minutes later than it was in 2008?
The thing is, I've been paying attention, watching Nate Silver and 538.com, and
yeah,
that was basically what they predicted. I was not too terribly worried.
How good was Nate Silver on this deal, man?
He missed one senatorial race, North Dakota,
I think it was.
Yeah, it was Dakota, yeah.
North Dakota, he missed the one Senate race in North Dakota. Otherwise, complete, total, correct predictions on everything.
Well, yeah. And good thing, because Nate Silver really put his neck out. I mean, that guy.
He gave it a 91% probability of an Obama victory. And I thought, wow, that's kind of heavy.
Yeah,
that's a heavy prediction, and turns out he was dead on.
Yeah, I mean, we had a president at 11, like something like 11:18. When was the last time that we had that happen?
Yeah, Bob was asking a second ago. No, it was this was earlier. Yeah, this was earlier than 2008.
Which is amazing, because in 2008 it was never close after September.
Right. But this one, it was astounding.
And one thing you might want to reserve for the folks on the right out there is that Obama won by a 2.7% margin in the popular vote.
It's greater than
what George W. Bush won by in 2000 and 2000.
That's a substantial percentage in terms of popular vote.
Yep.
The popular vote is always just a few percentage points apart. This was a fairly substantial victory by Obama in terms of the popular vote. So anybody who tries to say, such as John Boehner did early in the week, as early as Wednesday morning, tried to throw down the gauntlet of challenging any sort of mandate, I think it's very clear that Obama does, in fact, have a complete and total mandate on which to govern.
George Bush won by a margin of 2.46% in 2004, and he absolutely laid claim to a mandate. So
the first thing out of his mouth was, we have a mandate.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But you got to take care. I got to run.
Okay, thanks, Mark. We appreciate it.
It wasn't just the presidential race, too. The Senate races, I think the Democrats won 25 out of 33 seats, which has not happened in decades. The House vote, even though Republicans still have the House, the Democrats had a bigger percentage of the vote for congressional seats. So,
well, it was sort of like, this election, it was a what's what of what we wanted. I mean, we picked up, Claire McCaskill, Tammy Baldwin, Tammy Duckworth, and then of course we got Elizabeth Warren, which I'm sure the banking industry is losing its mind. Oh my God!
By the way, the dip on Wall Street on Wednesday almost certainly has to do with Elizabeth Warren than anything else.
Almost exclusively. I mean, this is a woman who's literally said, "I'm going to come after you. Get ready." What I thought was really fascinating about this election is that this is the first time that the white male vote has counted less. I mean, it's almost proof that if the Republican Party can't adjust its strategy, its get-out-the-vote strategy, and also, I mean, just the policies. The policies are all geared towards rich white guys. that's got to change if they're going to be relevant, or they're going to just, I mean, I don't, I think the midterm elections are going to be really interesting, and I hate to be that guy bringing up midterm elections 3 days after Obama. But, I mean, I think that,
well, yeah, I mean,
way to step on the buzz, Chad Fry.
Well,
I'm on top of it.
And not even the midterm here in Ohio. If Freedom to Marry gets the marriage amendment on the ballot, 2013 is going to be a very interesting year for us, because it could mean, it'll be interesting to see if people after this election that are anti-gay have given up the fight, you know, and are just going to let it pass, or if they're going to rally.
Oh, they're not giving up the fight. The anti-gays are not giving up the fight.
But I wonder on a 2013 election if that will bring them out, or if it'll just kind of stay
by. I'm not sure that there's going to be an issue with which to draw those people forth. You know, a la an issue one from Ken Blackwell, I don't think there are any issues they can dredge up that would do that.
Well, no, the Freedom to Marry Ohio people are trying to get the amendment to the Constitution that allows gay marriage,
right,
for 2013. So if they want to sustain or maintain their, you know, Ohio's an anti-gay state, then that'll bring them out. It'll just, who will come out more, to change it or to preserve what we have is going to be the big question. And I don't know if we have any kind of answer to that right now.
I think actually nationally, and Tuesday, I think, illustrated this, that nationally people are moving towards the acceptance of these things. I think that's the trend. I honestly don't see any steps backward in that regard. I just can't see it. I can't see the support of it being a majority issue.
I know, it's just, I don't know what the voter apathy or voter turnout will be for it.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. You know, like on both sides.
Right.
But I think something that's really important that happened in this election is that the narrative regarding equality has changed, because it's been grouped in with women's rights and a couple of other things, and so it's not just, I mean, it is obviously for us a really important standalone issue, but I think the Obama campaign did a really good job of saying equality for all is what we're going for. It's not just
right.
gay people. It's,
right.
it's you know, making sure that you know, women they maintain their reproductive rights. That's part of equality. And I think that as long as we're continuing to frame the conversation that way, I think in the short term we can't lose. I really do.
Right.
I think
and
that changes.
And let's since Chad brought that up, let's talk about the fact that we have pretty much ensured that the next couple of appointments to the Supreme Court are going to be, if we get some more Elena Kagans on the court, people of like mind, we are going to see the court swing from an ultra-conservative court. In fact, it's been a radically conservative Supreme Court. When you think of Citizens United decision, which is a corporatist sort of decision that has changed. And by the way, let's all bow our heads for all the tons of money spent in order to buy the election nationwide, and particularly here in the state of Ohio, the billions of dollars spent, all for naught. And I myself would have liked to have been a fly on the wall on Thursday. I think it was Thursday that Karl Rove was going to sit down with all the billionaire investors who were behind all the super PAC money, and Carl was caucusing with them in order to explain to them what happened. I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall for that conversation about what happened.
What happened? Well, I imagine it's time to happen for a break here at Radio Outlook.
I suppose we could have a little breaky.
All right, we'll be right back, right after these messages.
Who knows what outrageous thing they might say next? Radio Outlook continues right after these messages.
You gotta fight for your right to walk.
like to party, and who doesn't? You know that sometimes stuff happens. Stuff like assaults, drugs, DUIs. Connie Goodell Newton understands. She's not here to judge anyone, just to provide the best legal representation possible. Facing criminal charges? Connie takes very special care handling her criminal cases and works hard to ensure that her clients receive the very best results possible. Do you have a record? Connie is very familiar with the new expanded expungement statute. Got warrants? Connie may be able to keep you out of jail. Connie also handles domestic relations, mediation, and bankruptcy cases. Call Connie Goodell Newton at 307-9783. Connie welcomes clients from diverse communities, GLBT, African-American, activists, students, and more. So party on. Just remember, if you get just one phone call, make it to Connie Goodell Newton at 307-9783.
This is Connie Goodell Newton, and I will fight for your right to party.
Homeowners, did you know a burglar could break into your home and get away in just 5 minutes? A locked door may not be enough to keep a thief out of your home. Think about what you can lose, and then think about this. Now you can get a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-800-943-9167. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. So call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-800-943-9167. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 a month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-800-943-9167. That's 1-800-943-9167.
If you are in need of design and printing services, there are plenty of places you can go. In fact, there are about 200 in the Columbus area alone. But of course, they're not all the same. Our Design and Printing is a local, independently owned company that specializes in professional graphics design. And they offer a full range of printing services. Full color printing, posters, business cards, flyers, postcards, invoices, carbonless forms, letterhead, and envelopes. You can count on our Design and Printing for fast turnaround and reasonable prices. Just off High Street in the Short North at 30 East 4th Avenue, across from the post office. And our Design and Printing has plenty of convenient free parking, too. Call Julie or Dave at 299-1420, that's 299-1420, for your local, independently owned progressive graphics design and printing company, Our Design and Printing. Visit them online at rdesignandprinting.com, that's the letter R, designandprinting.com. The all-new Days Inn Airport location is now open at 750 Stelzer Road. Their dazzling atrium features an indoor pool, jacuzzi, authentic Mexican restaurant with a full bar, and live entertainment on weekends. They have free Wi-Fi, a business center, a workout room, complimentary continental breakfast, and banquet and reception facilities for up to 275 people. They feature clean, spacious rooms at mid-scale prices. For room specials, visit daysinn.com or call 238-9010. Brand new and open right now, Days Inn Airport, 750 Stelzer Road.
Hi, this is Kenny Pick from Turn Up the Night. Be sure to check out my show every Sunday from 5 to 8 p.m. Eastern on WVKO 1580 AM, Columbus's Progressive Talk. If you tune in, you might hear something like this.
You're on WVKO on Turn Up the Night.
Yeah, I'm very concerned about this electric car thing.
Okay.
We don't have an electric car.
No? You personally don't have an electric car?
No, we don't have electric cars.
But there are cars that run on electricity, albeit they've been built on older technology, such as petroleum. Is that what you're saying, that if it takes petroleum to build an electric car, that makes it not an electric car?
I was on the phone. They cut me off.
You're still there.
You're still here.
Okay, well, we do not have an electric car.
That's Turn Up the Night with Kenny Pig, every Sunday from 5 to 8 p.m. Eastern on WVKO 1580 AM, Columbus's Progressive Talk.
A Woman's Touch Tree Care. Timber!
The ash borer is wreaking havoc on yards all over Central Ohio, and they have to come down. Are you in need of quality tree care? Then we know who to call. A Woman's Touch Tree Care. They can handle it all. Tree removal, thinning, deadwooding, brush cleanup, stump grinding, storm damage, trimming, shrub care, and just about anything you need done for landscape management. See what A Woman's Touch can bring to your tree care. Brandy Mobley, proud owner of A Woman's Touch Tree Care, brings quality service, quick response, and very reasonable rates to the business of tree care and landscape management. Here's what one satisfied customer has to say.
I called several companies to schedule estimates, and half of them didn't even return my calls. Brandy Mobley called me back the same day. She was thorough in her estimate, and it was very reasonable. She explained ways that I could save money on the removal. Her honesty was greatly appreciated.
Ever wonder what A Woman's Touch can do for a tree service company? Let Brandy show you. Call 614-732-1061 to schedule your free estimate. That's 614-732-1061.
He may be gay, but the talk is straight. Back now to Chris Hayes and Radio Outlook.
Oh, yeah, he is gay.
Gay? Who's gay?
You are.
I am gay.
You big twinkie.
I just do it because it's trendy.
Ah!
Welcome back to Radio Outlook. Great little Babylon talk.
All the kids are
talk.
Doing it.
GLBT Radio right here in the heart of Central Ohio.
Who are those kids? I'd like to know them.
You do.
You're one of them. You're one, ain't you?
Uh-huh. Chad's new age range is 22. That's all I'm saying.
I'm just as God made me.
Famous line from, Spinal Tap.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I love that. I love that movie. We're joined today by Bob the Tally. Say hi, Bob.
Hello.
Hey, Bob, give us a little history about yourself because people don't know who you are. Well, I mean, they know who you are because...
No, they don't. Tell them about it, Bob. Come on, Bob.
I just joined Outlook this week. Until last Friday, I worked at the Columbus Dispatch. I covered City Hall and Franklin County and transportation since 2004 when I started there.
So what's going on over at the old Dispatch?
Well, I'd imagine there's one floor that's not too happy this week, but...
Would that be the the editorial page?
Although they are quite happy Sherrod Brown won, apparently. That was a surprise when they endorsed him. But
that's because they didn't want the little delinquent to go to the Senate.
Yeah. Oh, Josh Mandel. You know what's really disturbing is I have a bunch of stuff on DVR, so I've been watching. I was like, oh, thank God, no more commercials. But now I keep coming across them, and I'm like, where am I? What's going on? I thought we could, you know. And then
they
I realized.
So quaint now, don't they?
Yeah, they do. It's kind of like, hee-hee.
What about all the money that was spent on Josh Mandel here in Ohio? I mean, they spent a lot of money.
But they didn't spend it till the end, right? Isn't that one of their things? Like, he didn't get any money till the very end. That's what he lost.
No, he got, it was, you know, 3 weeks out. Every other commercial on television was a Josh Mandel spot.
Speaking of the election and all the lovely yard signs that have littered the city, they are doing a recycling event. SWCO is today. So if you go around, pick them all up and take them to Vets Memorial till
noon
today.
I'm saving my Obama sign.
Well, if you don't want the metal part, drop it off. Because a lot of people just throw all that away, and they can reuse them and recycle them.
They will be used to make my leg braces.
They will be used to make bomb casings for the impending Chinese attack. Bring your cans. Bring
if you have any chocolate, that's an important component in grenades.
All the women to the factories, please. All the women to the factories.
Did you see the... it was a group...
A Groupon?
Somewhere, I think Liz Lessner had something to do with it before the election where they would take signs out of public rights of way.
Oh, yeah, because they're not supposed to be, so they would steal them and
recycle
them.
I loved how they,
and not steal
they
them, but
were using the metal frames they were giving them to the Freedom to Marry people for next year, which I think is just something kind of delicious, that Romney signs and Josh Mandel signs are going to be used to help our cause.
Yeah.
Much in the way that all those signs were printed with money, bought with the blood of the working class. these are now being used to, well, give me the right to marry, which I should probably not have personally.
Yeah. Because how many times will we be married and divorced?
I want to hear more about Bob's experiences. Bob. Hold my hand.
I think yours are a lot more interesting, frankly, from what I've heard just so far in a week.
there are interesting experiences, and then there are healthy experiences.
And there's a good bit of storytelling involved.
I like to build it up.
What did you do last night? Oh, I ate cheese and watched The Voice. Turns into, well, I had 20 guys over.
I was in the bathtub for 6 hours. It was crazy.
A bathroom of champagne.
That's definitely true.
So about Terry Brown kicked butt. Yeah, let's talk about some big things that won.
Well, we got our Terry Brown. So he's the first openly GLBT public official in Franklin County, which is a huge deal.
Yeah, and he has one of the largest constituencies as a public official in the state on a local level, and we won Tammy Baldwin, which was huge.
Tammy Duckworth. Mayor McCaskill beat Todd Akin, that crazy person. So I think can we just say this? Everyone knows what rape is now.
What was that line, Bob?
Alec Baldwin tweeted this week that he said, you know your party is in trouble when you ask how the rape guy did and they ask which one.
It's so true.
And that's the whole point, is that they've become the party of the ridiculous a little bit. I mean, it's ridiculous. When you're trying to figure out what constitutes rape and you're having that conversation on a national stage, that's
nuts. Never good.
Of course you're not going to win.
Right.
And, you know, it'll be interesting to see if they moderate themselves a little bit, because I was looking at the numbers for Franklin County. President Obama got 60% of the vote in Franklin County. I just went back and looked through the last few elections. In 1992, Bill Clinton got 40% of the vote in Franklin County, and it's just creeped up continually. And I don't know how they would win people back. It just seems like they've lost an entire, you know, big chunk of Ohio because of how far right they've gone.
Yeah. Well, and the baby boomers are going to start dying out here, or if they haven't already, they're on their way out, so they're losing a big track there. And then, you know, most of the younger people these days, I think, are more educated to some degree than even we were.
Well, and the narrative that they've had for a while is that, you know, we do good on the economy. I think finally people are starting to see that might not be true. The guy who came up with the idea of trickle-down economics later refuted it and called it ridiculous. And that being sort of the cornerstone of their whole thing is not doing them any favors. Here's the bottom line. That is the party that caters to the wealthy, and they really don't care about poor people. Mitt Romney literally said that.
Yeah. I mean, exactly. And it's like the cool kids club. It's either for the people that want to be rich or the people that are rich.
Right.
You know?
They make poor people feel like they're temporarily poor.
Right. They get the private access to the club. Or, you know, right. It's that whole high school thing, which is ridiculous.
Oh, no, now, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Have we done... And you
the
might
jocks
know
and
this.
The cheerleaders?
Yeah, exactly. Do you know this? Is there more wealthy people in the Republican Party or in the Democrat Party? And we just bat at talking about it. What are the wealth divisions, actually, when it comes to the parties?
I'm not sure there are any numbers on that, but I just saw your T-shirt. Oh, golly.
It's my gay wife T-shirt.
Well, I mean, I do know this. If there were 40 billionaires who signed on to the pledge to pay more taxes, and if you're talking about concentration of wealth, I'm sure that 40 billionaires probably make up a pretty, pretty, pretty serious, you know, piece of the wealth in this country. I think the majority of the Republicans who are wealthy, who are involved, are sort of the I don't want to say the moderately wealthy when I'm describing those who are worth hundreds of millions of dollars, but
like the Koch brothers.
Well, I mean, they're ridiculously wealthy, but I think that they're the most high profile. You know, those guys.
That's because they've been most active in trying to finance causes that they believe in, which are corporatist leaning on fascist viewpoints.
I get the feeling from them and from a lot of wealthy people in the Republican Party that they're looking for the halcyon days of the robber barons. That's what they're looking to recreate. And then to a certain extent, that's what we have in this country, given the income gap. I mean, think about it. We have
actually, if you look at it, the numbers skew more now than during the robber baron era. In fact, I think it's kind of interesting that we are sitting on in a property that was, this is a vestige of robber barons because the house in front of us and the two houses that flank us, both, they're both products of the robber baron era here. And for those who don't know, we are in a building called the Carriage House, which sits behind the Hanna House on East Broad Street, which was, in fact, a robber baron property, one of the last of them in Columbus. And the two properties that sit next door are two of the few that survive in some way as private residences, even though the one next door is not used as a private residence, even though it is owned by a private individual and uses it as a legal office. The one in front of us also is a legal office, but it also serves as Bob Petrakis's private residence.
Who all lives in that crazy house?
Just Bob and Suzanne.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do they want a boarder?
if they're going to get one, it's going to be me.
Yeah. He's already living on the property majority of the time.
Yeah. Living, yeah.
Bob mentioned a second ago that the Dispatch had endorsed Sherrod Brown. As a person who used to sort of be there, do you have any idea why they would do that over Josh Mandel?
Well, I don't know. I think it's probably for a lot of the reasons so many people voted for Sherrod Brown over Josh Mandel. The reason Josh Mandel's own family voted for Sherrod Brown, or his wife's family voted for Sherrod Brown, he just really...
He's a little weasel.
Pretty just the way he ran his campaign 2 years ago against Kevin Boyce was pretty despicable, and I think he did it again. And it's nice to see people not buy into that and people kind of stand up for against it.
So. Well, and I think in Ohio with the auto bailout, he didn't, you know, it's hard to see that Ohio wouldn't go for Democrats, especially northern Ohio and mid-Ohio because of all the auto industry. And I grew up in, my dad was a supplier to the auto industry, which I haven't had this conversation with him yet because he's talked about, well, Obama did this job, or, you know, because he's a big business guy. If Obama had done this job, like, if I had hired someone to do this job in my business, I would have fired him after a year. And I'm like, well, Dad, it's not, you know, we like to spar. But
Dad, that's not how it works, though.
Yeah, but from an auto industry standpoint, we haven't had the conversation yet, but I cannot believe that he would have wanted the industry to fall because he was a major supplier for Honda and Bendix and Toyota and all those people. So I don't know. It's interesting.
My pen come flying.
I know. You're playing over there. You're going to make a big inky mess in a minute. You're going to be.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's go back to gay marriage. We had some major victories.
I'm not
going to
gay marry you.
Yet. We have one in Maine and in Maryland, and we fought down in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and we fought back in Wisconsin.
Minnesota, Wisconsin, what's the deal?
Yeah. And Washington. But I think one of the things that we need to look at as we're going into 2013, if it gets on the ballot, is how Minnesota framed their argument. And I've heard a lot of commentary about how the pro-gay people were talking. They had a set of, like, three questions, and it really came down to a matter of how Minnesotans thought of it as a freedom thing. Because Minnesotans are all about freedom, their own freedom. And one of the questions was something to the effect of, would you ever want someone to tell you not to be in love with the person you're in love with, or that you couldn't be in love with the person you're in love with, and would you ever want someone to take away your right to marry whoever you wanted. Or it was, they didn't even use marriage. It was like two specific questions. Now I'm going to have to look it up. But the way they framed it, it all turned down to a matter of freedom. And then overwhelmingly, Minnesotans are like, no, we're not going to repeal this law.
And I think that, you know, that again, that's the strategy that we need to take. I don't want us to win gay marriage by being deceptive, but breaking the issue down into simple questions, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, ultimately, that's what we should be doing on all of our issues.
Well, I think the constant problem we've always had is a matter of rhetoric when we talk about gay marriage and civil marriage. I mean, that started way back.
I read a story in the paper this week, too, about kind of setting up a vote for next year, and it talked to Phil Burris, who's the anti-gay guy from Cincinnati, and it seemed like even his argument changed a little. It was getting away from the equality argument or the freedom argument. They seem to, the way they fight it now seems to be focused on what schools would have to talk about and things like that. So they don't want it framed as a question of equality or freedom. They've seen polls. There was a poll in Ohio, the Washington Post and the Columbus Dispatch poll showed a real shift away from the way people voted in 2004.
What is the alternative to that then? What are they saying? How should it be framed?
Well, no, the anti-marriage people, their argument now is that schools would be forced to talk about same-sex marriage and
about reality.
Yeah,
right.
Wow, what a concept!
Yeah,
but they've given up the argument about equality.
Yeah,
it's so gay. And proudly so. But the Radio Outlook crew doesn't just talk about LGBT issues. Stay tuned for another hot topic coming up after this short break. Homeowners, did you know a burglar could break into your home and get away in just 5 minutes? A locked door may not be enough to keep a thief out of your home. Think about what you can lose, and then think about this. Now you can get a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-800-943-9167. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. So call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-800-943-9167. $99 installation charge. 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 a month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now. 1-800-943-9167. That's 1-800-943-9167.
The all-new Days Inn Airport location is now open at 750 Stelzer Road. Their dazzling atrium features an indoor pool, jacuzzi, authentic Mexican restaurant with a full bar, and live entertainment on weekends. They have free Wi-Fi, a business center, a workout room, complimentary continental breakfast, and banquet and reception facilities for up to 275 people. They feature clean, spacious rooms at mid-scale prices. For room specials, visit daysinn.com or call 238-9010. Brand new and open right now, Days Inn Airport, 750 Stelzer Road.
Hi, this is Kenny Pick from Turn Up the Night. Be sure to check out my show every Sunday from 5 to 8 p.m. Eastern on WVKO 1580 AM, Columbus's Progressive Talk. If you tune in, you might hear something like this.
You're on WVKO on Turn Up the Night.
Yeah, I'm very concerned about this electric car thing.
Okay.
We don't have an electric car.
No? You personally don't have an electric car?
No, we don't have electric cars.
But there are cars that run on electricity, albeit they've been built on older technology, such as petroleum. Is that what you're saying? That if it takes petroleum to build an electric car, that makes it not an electric car?
I was on the phone. They cut me off.
You're still there.
You're still here.
Okay, well, we do not have an electric car.
That's Turn Up the Night with Kenny Pick,
every Sunday from 5 to 8 p.m. Eastern on WVKO 1580 AM, Columbus's Progressive Talk.
Do you have a truly special event coming up? Make it unforgettable with a chauffeured limousine from Cardinal Transportation. Central Ohio's premier chauffeured transportation company, Cardinal Transportation provides personalized, affordable, and safe transportation both locally or out of town. Their fleet includes a 1960 Rolls-Royce, 8-passenger limos, and buses for up to 56 passengers. Contact Cardinal Transportation today at 274-2500, 274-2500, or online at cardinaltrans.com, or visit them on Facebook at Cardinal Transportation.
If you are in need of design and printing services, there are plenty of places you can go. In fact, there are about 200 in the Columbus area alone. But of course, they're not all the same. Our Design and Printing is a local, independently owned company that specializes in professional graphics design. And they offer a full range of printing services. Full color printing, posters, business cards, flyers, postcards, invoices, carbonless forms, letterhead, and envelopes. You can count on our Design and Printing for fast turnaround and reasonable prices. Just off High Street in the Short North at 30 East 4th Avenue, across from the post office. And our Design and Printing has plenty of convenient free parking, too. Call Julie or Dave at 299-1420, that's 299-1420, for your local, independently owned progressive graphics design and printing company, Our Design and Printing. Visit them online at rdesignandprinting.com, that's the letter R, designandprinting.com.
He may be gay, but the talk is straight. Back now to Chris Hayes and Radio Outlook.
I think the announcer just outed me.
Well, you're wearing a gay wad t-shirt, dude.
That's not very nice.
That's my favorite t-shirt. Hey, welcome back to Radio Outlook, great local Babylon talk. It's GLBT Radio right here in the heart of Central Ohio. I'm Chris Hayes.
I have the dubious privilege of being Chad Fry.
And I'm pleased as punch.
Hi, pleased. And
I'm Bob Vitale.
Ah, there he is. Hey. Hey, so coming up this week, Outlook World, we have Network Columbus this 14th at the Ohio Theater. Free networking event for all, 6 to 8 p.m. They're going to do some backstage tours. There's going to be opera singer, I believe, and some theater peoples. Free food, cash bar, parking under the State House or the Columbus Commons parking lot, or if you're lucky, on the street for free parking, which is always nice. And then we have Outlook Nights Out, which is our an Outlook outing night with different theater groups around town. And
so let me get this straight. The Outlook Nights Out is a night out for Outlook.
And it's an outing.
And an outing.
It's gay night out on the town. It's a big old gay night out on the town is what the tagline is.
Can we go in at some point?
Yeah. But the Friday the 16th, we are at the Garden Theater for the Short North Stage's production of The Little Dog Laughed. Discount tickets are $19 if you use the code OUTLOOK on the Short North Stage.org's website, and half-price drinks for the pre-show party from 7 to 8 p.m. So
half-price drinks!
Come on, come all. Enjoy the theater. Enjoy some networking. Enjoy the world.
I'll be there and I'll be loud. So if you enjoy that, come.
He will be the little dog laughing. like Pugsley.
Laughing with two Fs.
Yeah. Bring the Crisco.
Holy.
This got weird.
It just got very weird.
What else? Don't we have something coming up with
We have White Christmas. Yeah. With another Outlook's Night Out, which is the Broadway show, White Christmas. What's his name? The whole thing is. Who created White Christmas?
Irving Berlin.
Thank you. I was saying Berlin. I was messing it up in my dyslexia head. Anyway, so discount tickets if you go online, and it is Outlook 11 for that one. And then there's the Cat Co-Wanda. That's December, I believe. And then we have a couple parties coming up to put on your calendar. We have the...
Will these be more gay parties?
No, these are a little more... Well, one is very gay. One is very mixed. The Live Local... Christmas party, which is a part of, we've cabbaged on to the Project Zero Christmas party
for World AIDS Day
on December 1st at Bluestone.
Bluestone, yeah.
Formerly known as BOMA. And then on the 2nd,
that's
we
a cool
will
place,
be,
though. That's yeah. a really cool place.
Yeah. And then on the 2nd, a Sunday at Level, we are doing the Outlook annual holiday party, and it's a cabaret with some of the cabaret singers. It's a Christmas cabaret from Catco. So come to everything. Be social. Why not? You get to see Chad Fry in person.
Yes, well,
and he'll be loud.
That's a pleasure.
And you'll get to see Bob Vitale sway a little bit after he has a couple of cocktails. And you'll get to see me cross over and fall down.
Yeah, Bob was really funny on Tuesday at the we were down at the Hilton with ODP's election night watch party, and Bob was really enjoying himself. Which we were, by the way, let's say it, we're very very happy to have Bob joining us, and we're very excited about the things that he brings to Outlook.
Yeah. You need to speak more into the microphone, Chad.
I'm on it.
And Barbie's on the phone.
Hey, Barbie, how's it going?
I was just calling in so you can tell people about the Transgender Day of Remembrance at King Avenue.
Yes, is that November... 14th from...
It starts at 7.
Nice, and then it goes how late?
Until Chad Fry gets there and busts up the party by being loud.
Until it's over with, I guess.
Okay. Can you give us a little synopsis of what the Trans Day of Remembrance is about, Barb?
They talk about different ones that are trans that have been either killed or abused and stuff like that.
Simply for being transgender.
Yes.
Correct. Okay.
Most of them are ones that have either been killed or passed away that were, you know, being remembered. So I just figured with you talking about the other things going on, that would be a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's important to know that that is actually the culmination of Transgender Awareness Week. So that's an entire week where there's a spotlight on the transgender community.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Barbie, for calling in. Always good to talk to you.
Good talking to you.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah, but if you guys have never been to the Trans Day of Remembrance, it's pretty moving.
Yeah, they read a list of names of all of the transgendered people who have died in the previous year. It is very moving. It is.
Yeah.
I did a little tear a couple years ago. I won't lie.
Tear. And we have 3 minutes.
Well... what do we want to do?
I want to talk about Chris's T-shirt again that says Gay Wad. Where can I get one of those?
These were Outlook original prints that we did. I actually made this one. We had a little
screen
factory.
Printing?
Yeah, screen printing. 1 year at Pride, we made 800 T-shirts. Never do that again. not... I don't know.
Why not?
Well, it's a lot of work, and you got to have a lot of space to hang dry things when you don't have it on when you're not doing it at an actual screen print store.
What I love is that we have this idea at Pride that we can get away with anything, and that like it's so we put a Ferris wheel in Goodale Park a couple years ago. That was pretty weird. And apparently, we'll just major disaster. Here's the problem: is that like we get so excited about Pride because it's such an important piece of our community's sort of. I don't know. But the entire city pays attention to us for one day. So we get these crazy ideas at the office like, hey, we should totally set Goodale Park on fire.
let me ask you something, Chad.
In rainbow flames.
Chad, if the Pride is such an important thing to you, why are you drinking Long Island iced teas at 10 o'clock in the morning on the day of the gay Pride parade?
I'll tell you why. Because to a certain extent, for me, it's also drunk pride. I'm proud of the booze, and I'm proud of all of you.
I just remember lining up for the gay Pride parade, which was, I believe, approximately 100 degrees at 10 o'clock in the morning. And Chad is trying to give me
and
alcohol.
It's a delicate flower, remind you. He was wilting.
Right, of course.
No, that was Alec Lemonade.
Lemonade. That's what it was. Lemonade, yeah.
Yes. Outlook Lemonade.
The contents of which are a secret.
It's pretty
to
much
each
gin
to
and
me
vodka.
Until that morning.
It was gin and vodka, I can tell you that right
also
now.
Also the X-Fusion liqueur,
yeah.
which is
that's the secret. That's the secret ingredient.
Last year, I had to go to three places to find it.
Oh, one of our new...
What is that secret ingredient?
The X-Fusion Passion Liqueur.
I've never heard of it.
You drank some.
What I love is that on our Pride float, the interns are... Like, they're all excited about being involved in Pride, and then basically we just make them bartenders. Like, they're sitting in the front of the... And I'm like,
get me an iced tea, bitch!
Tom, I need another one! I need four! I need one for Marianne Brandt!
Yeah, the problem with our float is that we end the parade, and so this year it was like 3 hours before we even stepped off of the parade.
Right.
So by the time we get to the end, it's just like everyone can't even see straight.
Right.
Yeah. But we do the politics all year on, so that day is kind of like, yay! Right. Oh, what have we done? And another topic we need to address is if we get full equality, how are we going to repackage Outlook? Everything's mildly political.
Everything was political.
Everything was political. Now it's just fun, fun, fun.
Well, we'll just call it victory.
I don't think you'll have to worry about that for some time.
Well, and I think no, even when it does happen, who cares? If that happens, we'll figure it out. I love it.
All right, you kids ready to go?
Yes.
Yeah.
All righty.
Let's do it. Thanks for listening. Catch us back here next week on WVKO 1580.
It really doesn't matter which team you play on. Team Radio Outlook has lively discussion for everyone. So join us again next Saturday. And the chat continues online when you like Radio Outlook on Facebook and follow us at Radio Outlook on Twitter.